The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Oh, hi, Chidi.
Hi.
Good morning, Chidi.
Good morning. It's Friday. Chidi's in studio with us. All right, our first talk back of the day before we get to Chidi's tweets.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jeff. It's Friday.
Woo!
Happy Friday, y'all. Love you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Ooh, there you go.
Loving Friday. The Friday vibes.
Yeah.
Friday vibes are here. All right, every Friday, Chidi's in studio with us. She tweets a lot. So Graham does dramatic reading of those tweets.
I swear, I will literally plan a birthday trip by myself.
Why?
Oh, no. Oh my God, you guys. So I was supposed to plan a trip with my family, but every time...
When's your birthday again?
June 29th.
That's not in my calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Graham,
I think you're busy
that
day anyway,
weekend.
So...
Oh, it's next weekend.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, next Sunday. Mm-hmm.
I'm busy that day.
Yeah, I figured. But I was trying to plan like a trip to like San Diego, LA, or Chicago, and my family's not having it. They don't want to go.
Why those places?
Those people?
good question.
Right, I'm related to them. But I really want to go to San Diego because of the beach and stuff.
Did you hear me talk about the giant sewage plume yesterday?
Yeah.
Hundreds of billions of gallons of sewage just getting pumped into the water.
Beaches are getting shut down.
Yeah, you don't want to go in the water.
Oh,
Jess got engaged overlooking that cesspool.
Yeah, it looks beautiful in the pictures, so
it's a little stinky though.
Yeah.
Oof. That's crazy. I didn't know that. No, I didn't hear that yesterday. But I guess
thanks for listening.
Well, wait, so why don't they want to go?
My aunt says she already been to San Diego so many times.
Wow.
Everyone hates LA, and then
but it's your birthday.
I
agree, I hate LA too, but it's your birthday.
I know, but I don't want to be by myself. That's going to be kind of lonely.
But you said, legitimately, this is what I want to do on my birthday. I found a great hotel or whatever in San Diego, and there's this cool beach, and we want to go. There's a sewage beach right there.
Yeah,
and we
perfect.
Go. And
perfect
they would views. Actively mm-hmm. say, like, eh, I'll sit this one out. And they wouldn't come?
Yeah, my aunt really already said that. She's like, oh, well, you can have fun.
Oh,
I'll
my
find.
Gosh.
I'm like, okay.
Wow, so you have to plan your birthday
yes.
around other people. Did they throw out any possible destinations that they would like to go to?
No.
Well, that's not helpful.
Right?
Or they just don't want to, like, spend the money.
She just doesn't want to go to San Diego.
So what? Okay, so but you had Chicago
yeah.
as another option.
Well,
why?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to go look
okay.
at the bean.
Whoa.
The what?
The bean.
Careful.
The Chicago bean?
Jeez.
What's that?
Oh, my gosh.
Bean, Selena, you don't know what the bean
you
is?
You don't know what the bean is?
I don't think so.
It's you like have to take a picture
bean.
With the bean when you go to Chicago.
Maybe, hold on. Let me do a quick Google.
You search. For sure
maybe,
have.
Maybe I've seen it.
Yes, you for sure have.
Oh, wait.
That's the bean.
This
that's
is like bean. On your birthday bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Everybody goes
this
to the
so
bean.
This is so sad.
Selena's judging.
And then I want to taste like a Chicago style pizza.
Okay.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah.
Deep dish.
So you're going to go by yourself?
No. I don't know. I still
you
don't know
just
what
tweeted.
Do.
I swear I will literally plan a birthday trip
well,
by myself.
Yeah, I was going to plan one for like middle of July because right now it's kind of expensive with flights. So.
What about your cousin?
They're busy that day.
Yeah, they're busy.
Aww. What about friends?
They're busy
I don't
that
have
day.
Any.
Oh, I don't have any. Oh,
so
get the sad music. Get the sad music
yeah.
out. Is part of well, okay, that's what's going to be my next question. Is part of the reason you really want your family to go on the trip is so that they would pay for a bunch of it? Or now are we learning is it just because you don't have any friends?
It's both.
Oh, yeah. My heart is breaking for this birthday. And you
I
said
know.
You're turning 35?
No.
Okay.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. Okay.
What's wrong with being 35?
Nothing. I'm just not there yet.
I was starting to feel really sad for her. I'm starting to feel really sad. All right, next tweet. My aunt still wants me to wash the dishes even after I told her about how much my wrist has been hurting. Bruh. Dude, you are the...
You are Cinderella.
You are Cinderella. They are the wicked.
I was injured and they still wanted me to wash the dishes.
Wait,
how
what happened?
Bad were you injured?
It was really bad.
Like your wrist looks fine.
It's fine now because I went to the doctor and then they gave me medication, so now it's good. But
they
like,
give you some Tylenol? If you ever go to the doctor and
do.
You're in pain, they're only going to give you Tylenol or Advil.
Like, where's the good
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and then they gave me like naproxen or something that helps with the inflammation.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's Advil.
Well,
or
yeah, they
Tylenol.
Gave me those too. But it worked after after a couple days. But
how did you hurt your wrist?
I don't know. It was like, I think my tendons were inflamed or something. So that's what my doctor said.
Carpal tunnel.
It's not carpal tunnel.
Maybe from sleeping so much?
Probably,
slept on your wrist wrong?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Sorry, I think maybe that's a leave. I don't know. It's one of those.
It's a leave.
There you go. So you could have just sauntered down to Walgreens and bought yourself a thing and saved you however much it costs to go see a doctor nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. It made me feel a little bit special that I just didn't get over-the-counter a leave.
Yeah. And they give you a lollipop at the end of the visit. Yeah. And they put like a cute little Band-Aid on it. Your wrist will be fine.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The Diddy trial back in session. Remember, it was canceled Wednesday because a juror got vertigo. Then yesterday was a holiday. So today, Brendan Paul, it's Diddy's former personal assistant. He is expected to testify. He has been granted immunity because he is going to testify about the drugs that he supplied to Diddy, who then supplied them to everybody else.
Hmm. The NBA Finals is going to Game 7, you guys. Hopefully this will help the painfully low TV ratings on this series. Last night, the Pacers totally pounded the Thunder in Game 6 with a 108-91 win on their home court. The Pacers were up by as many as 30 points in the game. It was never in doubt. Game 7 is going to be back in OKC on Sunday, where a champion will be crowned. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock.
Sunny and clear skies. Daytime highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s and should remain the same throughout the weekend. So it'll be nice to be out and about.
Nice. Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day's going to be a 9 out of 10. You're giving main character energy and people are definitely noticing. Someone might even slide into your DMs or compliment your style. So act surprised. But you knew you looked good.
I know. I wore my Crocs today.
Wait, are you a Capricorn?
I wore the Crocs today. Yeah.
I thought you strutted in here with a little extra something.
Yeah, your daytime leggings are looking good.
Thank you so much.
They're looking less linty than they normally do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know, here on the JV Show, we like to keep you up with the latest trends, whether that be fashion, food, dances, in this case, a drink.
Drinks, you guys. And I don't know if you know this. I mean, Selena, you mentioned earlier that you've seen a lot of this on social media, but the go-to drink of the summer for 2025. And by the way, today's the first day of summer, right?
I thought it was tomorrow.
I think it's today, summer solstice, right? Either way.
Let me look it up.
Either way, summer's upon us, and the it drink for summer 2025.
Uh-huh.
Spicy Savvy Bee.
What?
Are you guys familiar with the Spicy Savvy Bee?
No.
Mm. All right, Spicy Savvy Bee, Sauvignon Blanc, little jalapeno slices in it. Super easy to make.
Doesn't it sound so good?
People say it's very crisp.
Frozen slices.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. If you freeze them ahead of time, even better. Keeps the wine cold. Look, people are absolutely loving it. They say it's, crisp, but also a little spicy, and it's delicious. There's one guy, I just saw his video yesterday. He is issuing everyone a major, I'm going to get an alert here, major warning about what can happen to you if you drink this.
Not put jalapenos in your Sauvignon Blanc because it's too good. It's too good, and you'll end up drinking two bottles, and you'll wake up looking like a damn cockatoo, like I've done right here, okay? It made me want to go to a club and twerk. Okay, I don't need to be in no clubs twerking, but that's what's going to happen to you if you drink the Sauvignon Blanc with those peppers in them, okay? The crisp white gets a little spicy when you put them peppers in it, and it's too much.
It's too much.
He says you're not going to be able to drink just one bottle. You're going to have two bottles, and next thing you know, you're going to want to be at the club twerking, and you don't need to be in the club twerking.
I'll be honest. When you said he's issuing a warning, I thought it was going to be like maybe he drank too much, it was too spicy, and he was like paying for it the next day, you know.
He said he woke up looking like a damn cockatoo because his hair was all...
We've all done that before.
That's a normal weekend.
Because his hair was all messed up. Have any of you ladies tried the Spicy Savvy Bee?
I haven't tried it yet.
What are you talking? You haven't tried a Spicy Savvy Bee?
No, I just heard about it this week. Wait, you've tried this?
I have tried one.
Give us a review.
It is good, you guys. It's good. It's one of those things that you don't think that you need, right? And it sort of seems like an odd pairing at first. But like if you like spicy margaritas, and like I like putting jalapenos in damn near everything. A couple little slices in there. I didn't do them frozen. That probably even makes it better. Keeps the wine probably a little colder. But a little spicy Savvy Bee, you guys. There's something about it. And it's very refreshing. I will be doing it again.
So this is something you've had, like, you've been having for years now? Or?
No. Just since somebody, because this has gone viral, everybody's making this drink now because it is the it drink for 2025 summer. Ooh. By the way, did summer start today?
Today's the first day.
Okay, so I thank you. I was correct. But I highly recommend you guys.
Spicy Savvy.
I'm here for it.
Did you wake up looking like a cockatoo the next
no,
day?
No, I didn't have the two bottles. I just had the half the bottle.
Did it make you want to go to a club and twerk?
It did.
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
It did, you guys. So you've been warned.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so off the air in the middle of that song, I was like, oh my God, Megan Thee Stallion was on Love Island? Mm-hmm.
She was?
Mm-hmm. I guess. Look, I don't watch Love Island. I just saw this online right now. Can you somebody explain why she was on there?
She was doing part of a challenge with the
twerking
Islanders.
Challenge.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't give anything away, though. I'm not there yet.
All I know is that she was there for a twerking challenge now in a gold, shiny two-piece.
Yes.
Wow.
She looked good.
She always looks good.
Yeah.
But anyways, that led to a conversation amongst the ladies here in studio. Not myself, because I've never watched this, but about who's really hot on the show. We have to talk about who Chidi's in love with.
Well, yeah, and Chidi's like, I love, what's his name?
Nick.
I love Nick on that show, and I was like, we know Chidi's celebrity crushes in the past, Jack Harlow, Michael B. Jordan. I was like, is he more Jack Harlow or more Michael B. Jordan? And Selena's like, are you trying to ask if he's black or white? I was like, well, yeah, more or less. And so go and describe, what's his name again, Skip?
Nick,
that's what I said. Can you describe Nick to the audience that maybe don't watch Love Island? Because you showed me his picture and it was not setting my loins ablaze.
No,
let's put it that way. It was giving fourth Jonas Brother vibes.
You have strange taste, Chidi. I'll say that. Like some of the guys you like, they're like really hot. Like, okay, I get it. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You know,
and then you get
and
to
then
there's the Jack Harlows of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks.
Nick is fine, though.
What? We do have a picture, by the way, yeah. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
Okay,
go check it out
if
you want to see.
So describe him for those who aren't able to check out the picture, Chidi.
Oh, what is he looking?
He has like Justin Bieber 2007 hair.
Well, he has a nice body. He has like a six-pack going. Yeah, he does have curly hair. He is white. And
kind of cornball-ish looking. In a
cornball-ish.
Maybe this picture, he's like, you know, giving sexy male model. Like
90s heartthrob.
Yeah, to the camera. But some of his other ones on his Instagram that you showed me would give him a little bit more cornball vibes.
I don't know.
He is a little silly, but it's kind of cute. I love him on the show.
I don't know. He's giving like mouse.
Oh, my God.
Mouse.
Well, compared to like all the other Islanders, he's pretty.
Is that what you call someone on Love Island?
Yeah, Islanders.
Islanders.
Yeah.
And, and he's the best one out of all the guys?
Maybe not the best one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Jeremiah is probably the best one.
I think Jeremiah is probably the best one.
Look, I don't know who any of these people
are.
But if Jeremiah is the best one, why are you in love with Nick?
Because Jeremiah is toxic.
Yeah, I think maybe Chidi likes him because of the personality.
Yeah, the personality.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay.
What's the premise of Love Island again? Like, what are they? It's just they just put a bunch of people on an island, let them hook up?
Pretty much, and see if their connection is stronger than, like, other people.
But there's challenges?
Yeah.
Because Megan was there doing a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So what
and
do...
And so they couple up, but the couples keep switching throughout the show. And then I think, I believe at the end, the couple that makes it to the very, very end can win some money as
well. But the challenges aren't just, they're just for fun. They don't really win
anything. They don't like get eliminated.
No,
they,
not from the challenges.
Okay. Not from the challenges, but they do get eliminated throughout
the
then
show,
new
yeah.
people come in.
Yeah.
To the villa.
I'm glad you explained all that because now I don't have to watch it.
Sounds like every other reality hookup show out there. It honestly does. And people are like losing their minds over Love Island. It's all people talk about.
No, but it's so juicy.
I don't get it.
Listen, Chidi told me I needed to watch this season, and I was like, fine, I'll give it a try. I have been watching. And mind you, the episodes are 2 hours long.
Oh, see, I can't get into that.
2 hours?
I've been taking my iPad with me. Like, if I'm watching if I'm washing dishes, my iPad's right next to me. If I'm showering, my iPad's out there. If I'm...
You're just living life right
whatever
now.
Whatever I'm doing, my iPad is next to me.
I'm living life.
Wait, so...
I'm living life. My
where,
iPad doing
where
dishes.
Where is the show?
On Peacock.
Yeah.
It's on an island.
No, I know. How do you find... Where is
Peacock.
It streaming
yeah.
on Peacock?
Yeah, get a free trial.
I don't think I have Peacock. You're telling me the rest of the world has Peacock?
Yeah.
Because how are they watching this? What the heck?
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
You're sleeping on Peacock.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
Do you have Peacock, Graham?
I had it when I had cable back in the Stone Ages, and now that I've cut the cord, no,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not the only one.
Well, you can
one.
Use my login anytime.
Thank you. Only one of you, though. So you're going to have to fight over it.
You have to pick one. Who is it going to be?
Come on. That's a no-brainer, Chidi.
I know. Come on.
Who gave you your
who
big break
you to
in
their
this
house
industry?
For all the I feed you.
Come on.
That is true. I have to go with Selena on
thank
that
you.
One.
Wow.
She does feed me. Sorry.
I'll remember that, Chidi. I'll remember that.
All right, so the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, they have been leading the charge for, like, better pay in the cheer world when it comes to the NFL because they're barely getting anything. And this is no secret. I mean, they're getting paid, like, scraps in the NFL for the longest. It's like, well, you're making that up in, you know, the opportunities that you're going to get from this, yeah, and all the attention that you're going to get. You get side gigs and all that. So they have a Netflix series, America's Sweethearts. The second season just dropped this week, and that's where we learned, because they kind of mentioned this on camera, that they got a 400% pay raise that is going to go into effect this upcoming season.
Okay.
So before they were getting $15 an hour.
Oh my God! What's the minimum 15? Wage there
in Texas? I don't.
It's probably a lot lower than that, but
it might be. Ooh. So they were getting just $15 an hour. That has jumped to around $75 an hour. When you do the math, they were only getting paid like $200 a game.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then required to like buy their uniforms and stuff. Oh, I remember they have like all these expenses and stuff that they'd have to pay for out of their own pocket. At least that's what we heard from some cheerleaders that we know here locally. That's a good, 400% bump is a start, but still the fact that they were making, you know, we have fast food workers making $20.
Isn't that crazy to think about? $20 an hour. Like, you're an NFL cheerleader.
On the Dallas Cowboys, one of the most, you know, iconic cheerleading squads of all time, and you were making
$15 an hour. That's sad.
And did you say they were the highest paid? Or we don't know that. Because if they were getting paid $15, imagine the other teams. Like, what were they getting?
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know what the other girls are. This is the first time I've heard them put a dollar amount on what they're getting paid.
I think it's still probably pretty low universally.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. So, but this is after. And it only came about because of them like taking legal action back in 2019 for higher pay. Otherwise, the NFL probably would have like never given them the time of day to even hear them out.
Which is so shocking because the NBA of all the sports organizations has more money than
the NFL,
any of them. NFL. Yeah, the NFL. They've got just beyond.
I know.
Beyond.
I know. Well, crazy.
What sport? What did I say?
You said the NBA.
Yeah, you did.
The NBA does, what you meant.
The NBA does not. Ratings are down.
Oh.
No, they still have plenty of money, but their ratings are not so good.
Is that just because the boring finals?
Yeah, the finals.
That's why we need to watch women's sports. V's up, everybody.
V's up. Oh,
whoa. Chidi,
this is a family show.
Sicko.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Ew, Jess's Peacock has commercials.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry that I'm trying to save money.
That's so disgusting.
Sorry.
Peacock.
I know you're watching in your mansion, Selena, but I'm over here in my one-bedroom apartment. Okay? Trying to save money over here.
No, I have Hulu with ads, too.
Me, too.
It's so expensive. Yeah. Like, and I even ended up getting Netflix with ads too.
Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
Well, you know what? It's not that bad.
No, really? I refuse.
Mm-hmm. I'm switching to that one too. I have Disney Plus with ads too.
Oh, I do too.
I got locked out of my account, and by the time I logged back in, it had ads. I guess this is what happened.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Trisha from San Jose. I got a new puppy. His name is Marshall. He's learning how to potty train, and I took him outside, and I found something in his mouth, and it was a nut. So I couldn't help but laugh because I kept hearing, he's got a nut. Anyways, have a good morning.
It's one of my favorite drops.
He got a nut.
Yeah. Hey, Marshall, the cutest name ever for
welcome
a little
in,
puppy.
Marshall, welcome in.
He got a nut.
Yeah, he did.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Fat Joe is the new Diddy or the new R. Kelly or like one of those guys. Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. But his former hype man, Terrence Dixon, earlier this year, he made some shocking claims about Fat Joe. Fat Joe then sued him for defamation in April. And instead of Terrence dropping his claims, he just filed a $20 million lawsuit. So listen to some of the stuff he is alleging. Now, Variety is reporting on the lawsuit. They say that the lawsuit states Fat Joe took part in, quote, coercive labor exploitation, financial fraud, sexual manipulation, violent intimidation, and psychological coercion, and claims that Roc Nation helps cover up some of the stuff that he was doing. Now, let's get into some of the specifics here.
Okay.
This former hype man.
This is a family show.
The former hype man, he claims that he personally witnessed Fat Joe engage in relations with teens.
Ooh.
He's saying 15 and 16 year olds. Ooh.
That's not good.
The lawsuit mentions 3 Jane Does that Joe would give money to. He would pay their phone bills. He would buy them clothes in exchange for certain favors. He alleges that Joe flew one of them out from overseas here to the U.S., paid for her to get a BBL.
Oh, my God.
Again, I don't know how true this is. Like, what 15, 16-year-olds can get a BBL without parental, you know, permission? Or maybe that's a thing if it's a shady spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He also alleges that Fat Joe was, like, falling in love with one of them and would fly her out to shows and, like, put her up in, like, hotels or condos or whatever, close to his own home to be able to, like,
whoa,
be near her. And this former hype man.
Sorry, I had my finger
on it. It's a family show. The former hype man also says that he himself was forced to partake in certain acts and do things under duress and surveillance. He was afraid to lose his job. And he allegedly has evidence of some of these illegal relationships. He says in the lawsuit that he has a recorded phone call of one of the Jane Does talking about Joe to her cousin.
Yikes.
This is not good.
This is not a good look.
Such a bummer finding out all these people that, you know, you grew up listening to or watching in movies or whatever, that, you know, and just find out they're just awful people.
I know. Yeah. Now, is any of this true?
It's all legend.
We don't know right now. Fat Joe and his attorneys did respond, and they're saying this is just another case of somebody being a disgruntled, you know, former employee. So hopefully that's what it is. But
I don't know.
He was already hit with a defamation lawsuit and then countered back with this. I don't know.
Yikes.
Graham.
It's not good.
I know. What do you have?
All right, let's talk about this new asteroid projection, you guys. It's a little scary. Well, NASA's just updated its projections for asteroid 2024 YR4. You guys remember that one?
Yep. My favorite one.
It was the one that they thought had about a 3% or almost 4% chance to hit Earth in December of 2032. And even though the odds were slim, that was pretty scary. It was a pretty scary thought because the asteroid's about 200 feet long and it would definitely do some damage depending on, you know, where it impacted Earth. Well, NASA's been studying it. They've been keeping a close eye on it. And they now believe there's a 4.3% chance of it hitting the moon. Before, they said there was just a chance. I think we talked about that, a little over 3% of it hitting the moon. But that projection's gone up. The asteroid hit the moon, it would cause a crater as large as 3,200 feet across and release 6.5 megatons of energy. I don't know how to quantify that, but that's a lot, you guys. That's a big, big impact. They say as much as 220 million pounds of lunar material, you know, rocks and everything, could be released by that kind of impact. And then some of that could fall to Earth in the days following. Now, most of that would be small, you know, pieces that would burn up in the atmosphere. They say it would be a pretty spectacular meteor shower that you'd be watching at night. But there'd be a chance that something larger could come through as well. They can't.
Is this not freaking anybody else out?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it is.
I'm over here sitting in a panic and everyone looks so calm around the studio.
Well, Chidi's over there thinking about that guy Nick on Love Island.
Looking at a picture right now.
Yeah, see, she ain't worried. And it's only a 4.3% chance in 2032. We got plenty of time. Think about how slow time goes by right now.
Think about how fast the year. Yeah, thank you. The year's
We're
going
halfway
by.
Halfway through the year.
Crazy.
So anyways, we all have that to look forward to. So mark your calendars. December 22nd, 2032, 4.3% chance.
We won't even have a Christmas right here.
That's You're going to get a so Christmas sad. Meteor shower. It's going to be awesome to watch.
So pretty.
Stuff's just going to be streaking through the sky, shooting star after shooting star after
That's
shooting star.
That's kind of magical.
Yeah.
They said it could also have a very negative impact on all these satellites. You know, we have just tens of thousands of satellites spinning around Earth right now. And if all these little pieces of moon rock are flying everywhere, it could be just blasting satellites left and right. But, you know,
that's not good, but not our problem. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I just wanted to come on and comment about futurehealth.com. I joined because of Selena and listening about her husband. I think it was about the 13th I got my medication real quick, real easy process. And I've already lost 4 pounds. I'm feeling great. The support on the app is great. They check in with you. Love it. Thank you. Futurehealth.com. Bye, guys. Have a happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Tracy.
Wow,
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm telling you guys, this stuff, it just works. Like, there's no way it will not work for you.
She said the 13th. It's only the 20th. She's down 4 pounds, wow. And that's 7 days. Dang. And Tracy D, just to let you know, not a paid actor. If you listen to the show, you've heard Tracy D leave talkbacks before.
All the time.
That's awesome.
Hey, but if, wow. Yeah, so you listening, if you want to try their website again, futurehealth.com, and that's future spelled without the E. All right, we have to get to What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug. What a great way to kick off the weekend. Imagine you winning a chug mug, like right now. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, run on over to those talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app and leave us a message. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Why is it so hard to get a mouthful of and not get some on your chin?
Tell me about it.
It's impossible.
The struggle is real.
You have this issue too?
Happens to me all the time.
Oh.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, first and foremost, this is a family show, so that winning guess is going to be something PG. Keep it family friendly. All right, leave us your name and your city along with that guess, and you are leaving those guesses, like Selena said, on the talkback mic on the newly upgraded and always free iHeartRadio app. Got to be the first correct answer of the morning to get that JV Show chug mug, though. So get them in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we're going to send you this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave it on talkback on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Why is it so hard to get a mouthful of and not get some on your chin?
It's
impossible.
It is.
It's even worse when it's like a kid doing it.
Oh, my God. What's happening in your house?
You're sick.
What do you mean? Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Jessica from Pinole. My guess for the bleeped out word is spaghetti. Have a great weekend.
Spaghetti.
That's one of the most popular guesses. Great guess. It's you can't even when you think you've eaten spaghetti cleanly, then you put that paper towel to your face
it's
just raw bread everywhere. Mm-hmm. You're like, how did that happen?
Hi, I'm Melissa from Irwin City. My guess for the word is toothpaste. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's another great guess.
Yep. A couple people have guessed that as well. Do you have that problem?
Yeah. Mine can get really foamy sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Close your mouth.
Yeah, but it just starts to like seep out, but my mouth is closed because I'm openly brushing.
Like you want to open wide.
Do you close? Do you brush your teeth with your mouth closed?
Well, like I am of
like
an age where I can
sealed.
No, but I'm of an age where I can control the toothpaste from dribbling all over my face.
Sometimes I can't control it either.
The judgment, Grant.
Well, I try to. My kids do that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow.
There is a way to do that without that happening.
Oh, sorry. Graham's so perfect.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Trisha, and my guess is popcorn. Have a good day.
Popcorn.
Okay, a bunch of people have guessed popcorn so far this morning. That one has me scratching my head
a little bit. For a lot of the people that do like the handfuls at once.
Oh, when you're getting
It doesn't really stick to your chin afterwards.
The butter does, though, when you get that real buttery popcorn at the theater. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
butter chin
that.
Is the thing.
Yeah. Great guess. Butter chin sounds really weird.
No, that's like, she'd be cute, butter chin. Yeah. Butter chin.
All right, get those guesses in.
She's a total butter chin.
What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on a talk back. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where hopefully we can give somebody this chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. If you missed today's clip, here it is. Why is it so hard to get a mouthful of and not get some on your chin? It's impossible.
Seriously.
I'm telling you right now. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning. This is Esther from Hayward, and my guess is ice cream.
Ice cream.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning. Ice cream.
One.
You get a lot of cream on your chin?
No, I think I'm pretty good at not doing that.
What if you're eating it from a cone?
I don't ever do the cone.
Why?
I don't know. I just get it in a cup.
Would you hate the joy of having an ice cream cone?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just too messy.
It's one of life's simple joys.
Yeah. And the crunch?
Yeah. Biting the cone?
I get it in a cup. Wow. I'm a cupper.
Boring.
Hi, 94.9. Christina from San Francisco. I think today's bleeped out word is tacos. All right. Have a good day.
Tacos is another one. That's a good one.
Some tacos smeared on your chin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Every time. Never fails.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Ari, and my guess is nuts.
That's not. That's a great guess. You know,
he got a nut.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
Well, because you're eating by the handful.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's falling out of your mouth.
Yeah. It's
in your hand.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond taking another guess at today's missing word, and I'm gonna guess the missing word is ramen, as in like the ramen noodles, Japanese soup. So ramen is my guess. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Here's today's clip unbleeped.
Why is it so hard to get a mouthful of ramen and not get some on your chin?
Facts.
So messy. Then you're like slurping it and then like, it's worth going everywhere.
It's so worth it.
So good.
Oh my god.
One of my favorites.
Noodles just slopping all over the place. Yeah, it's worth it. I would have got one of the other popular guesses this morning was watermelon. That's where I thought you were going with this one, because that's just a good juicy watermelon bite. It's for sure just dripping down your chin.
And when it gets sticky, I hate that. Okay, it doesn't happen to you guys, I guess.
I mean,
sorry.
Mostly we just like to leave you hanging.
We're just leaving on that one. Oh, my God. And it's so sticky. All right, let's get some shout-outs because this is, and the shout-out list is very brief this morning.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just our buddy David in Richmond. What's up,
David?
He was the only person that came with the correct answer this morning.
It?
Now, look, there were a lot of people guessing spaghetti. Great guess. There were people guessing noodles. Great guess. You were so close. But the word we were looking for,
ramen.
That was the one. There were the guesses were all over the place this morning. Thank you to everybody that played. And if you did not win your chug mug today, like David in Richmond, how many chug mugs do you think he has? Two, I think, for sure.
Two. Yeah.
Possibly three. He's just stacking them up in there.
That could be you. We'll do it again.
Yes.
Monday morning, same time here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You said we have Joey on the line.
Joey's on the line.
Is this Joey?
Yes, it is.
Joey, what's up? How's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Tell us about your plans for the weekend. What's going on?
I'm on my way up to Arnold's to pick up keys to a cabin I just bought.
Dude, nice.
Super excited.
Well, I'm very, very familiar with Arnold. Arnold's in the vicinity of Herbert Camp. I go through there every summer. It's a cool little spot.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you hooked up with these tickets for Post Malone as well. Here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you'll be checking out Post at Oracle July 1st, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so here's question number one. Finish the title of this novel. James and the Giant Blank.
Peach.
That's
Peach.
Peach.
Roald Dahl. Let's go.
Classic book. You ever read that, Selena?
I think.
What do you mean you think? You would know.
I don't know if I read it or if I saw a movie or a show or something.
Not as good as the book. All right, question number two. What is the largest joint in the human body?
The largest joint?
Yeah, not one that you smoke. Not like a Snoop Dogg question. This is the largest joint.
Your shoulder?
Nope. No. That's a great guess. That's probably number two on the list. Number one, though, we're looking for knee. Your knee is the largest joint.
Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. All right, here's question number three. How many ounces are there in a pound?
16.
Yep. All right, you need this fourth and final question to win the game. Before his iconic career as an NFL TV personality and commentator, what team was John Madden a coach of?
That would be the Oakland Raiders.
Raiders!
Yep. Yes! Killed it.
Yes, you just won two tickets to see Post Malone on July 1st at Oracle Park. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You made it seem so easy, too. You have this, like, cool, calm, and collected demeanor, you know?
He's just chilling. Yeah. He's driving
to
Arnold. You've never been to Arnold, Selena.
I
That's just it's a way of life up there. It's laid back, bro. All right.
That's
how I roll. That's how I roll.
Love it. Well, congratulations. Have an amazing weekend. And hang on for those tickets. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
Yeah, a couple DMs here. First one, my name is Melody, longtime listener. Saturday is my birthday. Can you say happy birthday, please?
Happy birthday.
Yes, we can do that. Happy birthday, Melody.
Who gives a fart?
And then one more here. Hey, Graham, we were wondering if you can give my son Noah a birthday shout-out today. It's his 11th birthday. We want him to know how we want him to know, excuse me, that we are so proud of him. That's from Mom, Dad. Happy 11th birthday, son. We love you so much. So, yes, happy birthday, Noah.
Woo! Who gives
happy
a fart?
Happy birthday.
It's weird how all the kids, like, stopped having birthdays. Remember, like, a couple weeks ago, there'd be, like, 20 birthday shout-outs?
Yes.
Are not as many kids born during the summer?
I guess not. I mean, not according to our shout-outs.
Yeah, I guess. That's just a theory I'm working on, but I'll keep compiling the evidence.
Before we move on to today's hottest trending, which is coming up here, can we discuss the chug wheel?
Sure. What's there to discuss? It's exciting. It's coming up at 8:20. People love the
honestly,
game.
Honestly, Graham, I just don't think it's there's a safety hazard.
Why?
This morning's chug wheel. Because you added toilet tank water to the chug wheel.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry. I honestly don't think that should be on there.
All right. So the chug wheel's gone through a bit of an overhaul. Some new featured items this week. But the number one featured item today is toilet tank water from my toilet at home, because we were talking about the toilet tank water earlier this week because people were taking the lid off their toilets and then filling it with flowers and making it like a cool thing, a cool feature in their bathrooms, like a bunch of flowers coming out of their toilet. And I was like, are you guys scared of toilet tank water? Because Selena's like, I would only ever touch that with like really thick rubber gloves on. And I'm like, but why? It's just water. Which is what it is. It's just water.
In a toilet tank. Why is it on our chug wheel? I'm sorry, that's disgusting. I'm not doing that.
Yesterday, and if you follow me on Instagram, I posted a video of my story of myself harvesting some of that toilet
tank
water.
Did you yourself have a taste? You said you would, that you would gladly drink a cup of your toilet tank water. Did you?
Look, if somebody wins the chug wheel game today and my name gets drawn, I'm spinning that wheel and I'm praying for it to land on that, because that is good, clean, healthy water.
It's not. Mm-mm.
I don't know why you guys are, and I've never gotten so many comments on a video before in my life. Everybody like, that's disgusting. I'm calling the cops. That's criminal.
See,
like,
thank you. I don't protest a lot of things that we put on the chug wheel, and everything on there is even your bath water. I was like, okay, gross.
That's way grosser. Way grosser. That had touched skin.
This is toilet water.
No, not toilet bowl water. That's too far.
Chidi, we should check if this is even legal first before 8:20, because that's when we're going to be doing the chug wheel game. So
it's
let's look
totally
into that.
Legal, and it is on the chug wheel, and it is crystal clear, sparkling water. Even my wife boohooed the idea. She's like, you can't do that. That's gross. I'm like, it's just water.
You're the only one that's on board with this.
But it's like practically a brand new toilet, and it's just water that comes out of your shower head or your sink faucet right there next to it. It's the same water. It just fills up the tank.
I don't drink my shower water either, but this is worse. It's from a toilet.
Why wouldn't you drink your shower water? It's the same water that comes out of your sink.
I don't know. I take
hot showers, so I'm not drinking mine.
No, I get that, but like,
drink water out of the sink either.
I'm just saying, out of principle, I drink sink water. How do you brush your teeth?
I don't drink it
when I brush my teeth. I spit it back out.
Okay, I have a few sips before bed, and I'm not ashamed to admit
weird.
That. Why is that weird?
I don't know,
water.
Justin.
Is it different than drinking out of your kitchen sink? It's the same water.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not harm. I know that you guys want your precious filtered water or bottled water, which is ridiculous. Just drink your tap water. Your tap water is fine, but whatever. It's the same water. It's
back
fine.
To the chug wheel. We ain't doing that.
It's on there, and we're doing
no.
it.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, guys. Josh from Gilroy. Layla here. We want to wish her cousin, my niece, goddaughter, Audrey, a happy 6th birthday. We're leaving the condo right now, about to go to Disneyland. All right, guys. Have a good one. And who gives a fart?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's a good point. Have a great trip to Disneyland.
Yes.
And yes, happy birthday to your niece.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin and Hailey Bieber got into a huge blowout fight on Father's Day. So if you follow Justin on Instagram, you know Father's Day was a pretty interesting day as far as the things that he was posting. It was the day that he posted, I'm a dad not to be effed with. He posted a text message exchange of him going off on a friend and then ending that friendship with that person. He also posted some photos of some things that were probably gifts from Haley, along with the caption, Happy Daddy Day to me, you little hoe. So apparently Haley got so fed up with the stuff that he was posting on Instagram, because it's just giving people a reason to talk about him, to talk about them as a married couple. And apparently she's the only one like worried about his image at this point. So they got into this huge fight. The source said that she's been telling him for a while that he needs to get help with managing his anger and his mood swings, because she's done with this behavior and the constant negativity that he's bringing to them. And she told him to stop being an effing child and to start listening to the people who care about him for once.
Yikes. I mean,
it's coming to an end soon, you guys. I'm telling you now.
I think
she's,
so too.
She's not going to stay in this.
I just don't know why somebody else doesn't step in, because
it doesn't matter who does. He's not going to listen to anyone. He doesn't even listen to Haley.
Right. Because, I mean, he's had a lot of moments throughout his career and time, you know, in the public spotlight where, you know, seemed like needed some help or something. And we're right back here. And here we are, you know, 2025. And it seems to be like kind of like same Bieber.
At least we know that she's getting fed up with having to clean up his messes constantly.
I think the sale of her cosmetics line factored into all this.
Yeah, she's feeling more like she doesn't need him. Like,
and I think the timing of it was like, you know, maybe there was a time in her life, if she was totally happy in her marriage, she'd be like, no, this is, I want to keep doing this. And I think that factored in like, nope, I want to have my own, like totally have my own money and financial security.
Saying.
And I think that influenced the timing of the sale.
I could totally see that. Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, a couple of quick things to cover. First here locally, the wind, you guys. My God, the wind! It was whipping yesterday afternoon.
I almost got blown off yesterday.
You did, lucky you.
Yeah, I was at the park and I was sitting on this little thing and almost got blown right off.
Nice, not me. PG&E began shutting off power to some Bay Area customers yesterday in Alameda, Contra Costa, and Santa Clara counties. Not huge numbers of people affected, mostly just customers in more remote areas and higher peak and higher elevations. To PG&E's credit, they've gotten their grid a lot better for doing these, where they used to have to shut off the power to whole regions, but it's much more targeted and isolated now. They say the power should be restored by noon on Saturday to those customers. I also want to quickly cover that an appeals court ruled yesterday that the president can, in fact, keep control of the deployment of National Guard troops here in California, despite the objection from local city leaders and, of course, the California governor here, which did not want that to happen. We saw that happen in response to protesters. They said he deployed the National Guard to protect federal buildings and federal officers. The court ruled unanimously yesterday that he can, in fact, do that, although the governor here was quick to point out that while they granted him permission to do so, they did say it is not without, it's not completely insulated from judicial review. So you don't have total autonomy to just do anything you want with troops on the ground here. It can be subject to a court ruling. But a bit of an unfortunate setback.
Yeah. There. All right. Well, thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, are we discussing this tank water thing a little bit more?
Maybe toilet, there's a few, toilet, we can play a few more water. Talkbacks. People want to weigh in on it.
Okay, let's do that. If you don't know, 8:20, our Chug Wheel game we play every Friday. Graham has decided to add toilet tank water to the Chug Wheel. The rest
awesome.
Of us, me, Graham, and Jess, not happy about that for
like
obvious reasons.
Jess, and
sorry,
Chidi.
Graham is happy about it.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so coming up 8:20, we play our Chug Wheel game. Got some controversy regarding this week's game, because if you don't know, this is where we bring someone on to play along with us. If you win that portion of the game, one of our names gets drawn. That person has to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it lands on. And the controversy is that Graham has this week added toilet tank water to the chug wheel.
This is hilarious.
And he's the only one who's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because he added it.
It's just water, you guys.
From the toilet.
But it's not toilet bowl water. Don't confuse people.
I said toilet tank water. Is still part of a toilet. We talked about this earlier. Let's go to the talkbacks.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I just want to put my input about the chug mug. I think I agree with Selena, Jess, and Chidi. It is unsanitary to use toilet water for the chug mug. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Okay, it's not used. It's not used toilet water, and it's not. There's nothing unsanitary about
but
it.
But I just saw the video
just to let people know.
And your thumb was fully dipped
that
into that water.
Disgusting.
I'll give you that. That's the most unsanitary part about the whole thing. Is that, yeah, when I was getting the water out my thumb, a lot of people commented that on the video.
But
also,
because the problem is if this lands,
and I
on,
don't wash my hands.
The problem is if you get picked today, Graham, and it lands on you for toilet water. You're going to be so happy about that. And that's,
but
I thought that wasn't the point of it.
But what I'm trying to do is convince you guys that you should be so happy too. Because would you rather chug sauerkraut juice? Like, that's on the board today. That's terrible. That's going to destroy your stomach. And Jess, you already have IBS. You'll be in the bathroom for like 4 hours. if you drink something like that. When you drink some toilet tank water, you're just getting hydrated. You're welcome. You'll crush that gym session better today.
When has anyone ever cleaned the inside of their toilet tank? Like, never in the history of anybody. Like, this is disgusting.
Nothing needs to be clean in there. I inspected it. It's a brand new toilet, you guys. It's fresh, clean water in there.
Yeah. We have more talkbacks.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Maria and Dax from San Leandro. My husband's a plumber, and I know for a fact that that tank water is cleaner than anything else you guys have on the chug wheel. If I was lost out in the desert, trust me, I would be chugging that tank water, okay? Let's stop being so sensitive about things that we take in, especially we're always drinking alcohol on the weekend. All right, have a great day.
Hey, that's you leave the alcohol out of this.
That's a good point.
But it's not being so sensitive, because if it's as clean as everybody says it, then let's just go to the kitchen and get a cup of that water instead.
That's not as funny.
How come everyone's not drinking that at home then?
This is a show for laughs. Water.
Right, for laughs, which is why we have other gross stuff on there on the wheel.
Chidi, you said that you did look it up, if it's safe to drink this. What does it say?
It says that... let me go back to the thing real quick.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry. She's got 10,000 tabs open on her computer.
Good morning, JV Show. I don't even know if I should say Happy Friday because of the chug wheel, but it's just getting weird now. Like, if you really think about it, it probably should be majority, like, good things, and then one really, like, bad thing, like the fish freaking, or, like, tuna water or whatever, you know, but Jess has a point. It's almost like you guys should all agree on what goes on there, so it's like equally like as scary, but otherwise gross.
Well, the point is, it's supposed to be gross.
Wheel of, you know, a tropical limeade and some Powerade, and like, who's going to tune in to hear you chug that? That's not interesting,
right? So,
but if it's like one on there, it gives
the thing
hope.
Is, if you're the only one that is okay with this on the wheel, shouldn't we also have a say on what goes on?
I mean, if you bring something disgusting that you're okay with, we would gladly
put
that
okay
on.
So you're okay with this, Selena?
No, my thing is, it needs to be something that is not a health hazard.
Right.
That's my thing.
Right,
nothing
exactly.
Health hazard. There's no health hazards on there, except maybe that sauerkraut juice. That's going to be bad for your stomach. You don't want to land on that today.
Chidi, do you have what Google says?
Yeah, it says the water in the tank is typically the same as your tap water, but it's recommended to avoid drinking it due to potential contamination.
Potential contamination
from the bowl or other factors.
See?
How would it get there? There's no potential contamination.
Yeah, when you installed it, there could have been
splash
some stuff in there.
Yeah. Drop one way too hard.
Unless somebody's
up the tank.
Exactly. Somebody's upper deck.
You know you have before.
There's bacteria everywhere. Come on.
You can't argue that. There's more bacteria probably on your hands though. That's in that water. In the toilet.
On your hands that touched the water. That was in your toilet.
My thumb did dunk in there. I apologize.
It did.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Happy Friday. Graham, I feel like you need to draw, oh my God, a diagram of the toilet and where the water goes and how it flows, because you guys, that water, there's no way that water can get back from the bowl to the tank.
Thank you.
And the tank water is filled, like Graham said, from the water that flows in your pipes. So literally, you're drinking sink water.
See, everybody is saying that, but I don't see you dipping your toothbrush in the toilet tank to brush your teeth every morning.
Well, because there's a sink right next to it. But if I didn't have a sink right next to it, then sure, I would do that.
Doing?
Why not? If it was that, or walk a half mile to get some water, I'll use that water.
What?
It's the same water.
This is crazy. Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
I'm protesting.
Well,
I'm
protesting. People have spoken. The people have spoken. Toilet tank water is going to be on the chug wheel. Well, all we can do at this point is just hope that none of us have to chug.
Yeah. That's the thing. You guys are making such a big fuss about this. One, there's a high percentage chance that nobody chugs today. And then two, it's only two spaces on the wheel. You're probably going to land
two?
On
two spaces?
No.
What's this week's featured item?
Oh my God.
No.
I'm going
everything
home.
Has two
I'm going
spaces.
Home. No.
Everything has two spaces on this wheel. So there's a.
Okay, if everything does, then fine.
If you had to spin the one, is your name even going to get drawn?
Right.
And two, and when you spin the wheel, it's probably going to land on something worse. And trust me, I added some worse things to the wheel this morning.
I'm protesting. Manifesting Graham to spin the chug wheel today.
That's fine. I hope I do.
he wants the toilet tank water.
I'm thirsty.
That's the thing.
I'm feeling a little dehydrated.
I hope he gets
all right,
out.
So if you want to play our chug wheel game, keep it here. We're going to open up this phone lines.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Peter.
Peter, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Peter.
That means you just got two single-day Outside Lands tickets.
Woo!
Outside Lands is returning August 8th through the 10th, and you'll get to pick your day. A lot of great artists are going to be there as well.
Yep, so you pick the week, or the week, pick the week you want to go, you know, I meant day. So you can choose the headliner you want to see the most, and you and a friend will be there. All right, Peter, along with your single-day Outside Lands tickets, we're going to give you a chug mug, because you're also going to be playing our chug wheel game. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
All right, so let me explain how this goes. We sent Jess out to the streets. She talked to a random person, asked them 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down, and if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you reach 4 points, you win the game. We're going to have to draw names here in studio, and that person who gets drawn will be spinning the chug wheel and chugging whatever it lands on. And today's wheel, very controversial, because Graham has added toilet tank water to the wheel.
Yep.
What else is on the wheel, Graham?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we also, in addition to that toilet tank water, we have gravy, we have au jus. Those are two very, like, you know, similar items, but not fun to chug. We have sauerkraut juice. We have the soup du jour, which I just checked with the JV Show chef. He said it's a hearty chicken noodle. We have a dealer's choice space. You land on that, you get to pick whatever you want. And then another featured item this week, if I may, this is going to be a proud husband moment, because my wife works for a wine brand called Bonterra now, and they have a brand new launch that's hitting store shelves right now. It's called Ranch Wine. It's a really cool new take on wine. They got 3 different flavors. They're fun. The one that we have on the wheel today is like a chillable cherry flavored.
Ooh. And so I there's wine on the chug wheel?
There is wine on the chug wheel.
Okay.
On the chug wheel, they have
nice little treat for us, I guess.
Yeah, they have like pineapple, key lime flavor. They have stuff like that, and it's no artificial flavor or anything like that. It is just actual wine, but it's going to taste the chillable cherry and wild raspberries, the flavor that's on this morning. So ranch wine is one of the spaces, but on the opposite side of the wheel, we have ranch wine, and it says in parentheses the bad version, because that's going to be ranch dressing mixed with wine.
Ew.
So you want to land on the good ranch wine. And again, if you see that on store shelves, proud husband moment, because my wife's been working really hard on this. If you see ranch wine at your local retailer, pick it up. It's delicious. It's refreshing. You pour it over ice, salt the rim. You can serve it a bunch of different ways. Very good. You want that one. You don't want ranch wine bad version, because that's going to be ranch dressing mixed
God.
With wine.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Peter, are you ready to play?
Ranch wine.
I am.
All right, so let's figure out who just talked to.
Brias from Oakland, California.
Brias? Mm-hmm. Is that the name right? Okay. All right, Peter, let's get to it. Here's question number one.
Would you wear a bucket hat?
What do you think Brias said, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, point for Peter. Peter's got 1 point.
All right, question number 2. Let's go to that.
There's about 36 Marvel movies. How many have you seen, more than half or less than half?
Peter, what do you think Bria said? You think she's seen more than half of the Marvel movies or less than half?
Less than half.
Less than half.
This is not going well. Peter is currently 2 for 2.
All right, next question.
How do you like your eggs?
What do you think Bria said?
Scrambled.
Easy.
All right.
Incorrect there. Okay. All right. Scrambled was probably the number one guess, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, you still got 2 points.
All right, next question.
Do you routinely back into parking spots?
What do you think Bria said, Peter? Does she routinely back into parking spots? That was something that was debated this week on the JV Show.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Oh my God!
I can almost taste the toilet tank water. Peter,
I thought we were friends.
Peter has 3 points. He needs just one more to get this chug wheel spinning.
We're past the deadline. Did you get your real ID?
What do you think Bria said? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Oh my God.
That escalated quickly.
Oh my God. Peter, you got your Outside Land tickets. You got
your chug mug.
One of us is going to chug. I hope you're happy.
Oh, Peter.
Hope you're happy with yourself.
I want to say congratulations. Well, I guess I just did, but I don't mean it right now.
Well, congratulations on the Outside Land tickets.
Right. Yes. Awesome. All right, Peter, hang on. We gotta draw names.
Who's drawing?
Jess has the name.
I'm so scared.
Shake them up in there. Really spin them around in there.
They're shaking. Oh, my God. The anxiety over here.
Anxiety.
Is that
a song? All right, there's a name in Jess's hand.
And it is.
Chidi. Oh. I'm so sorry,
you're going to stab your bestie in the back like that?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. You didn't shake it hard enough. I saw it.
This is great news for me.
I blame Graham. I'm so sorry, Chidi.
Wow. Poor Chidi.
I hate that Selena keeps escaping the chug wheel. I'm sorry, Selena.
I'm with you on that one.
It's not my fault. We all draw.
All in favor for Selena to chug instead.
You'd rather draw your bestie's name.
It's the luck of the draw.
I'm sorry, Chidi.
No respect.
Hope I get
Chidi.
The good ranch water.
Yeah, see, there's something good on there.
Yeah,
all right,
that is
so
a good space.
You don't move. Chidi is going to be spinning the chug wheel next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We just played our chug wheel game. Shout out to Peter.
What's up, Peter?
He won the game, got himself a new JV Show chug mug. Yeah, and then Chidi's name was drawn.
Oh no, poor Chidi.
I'm really nervous right now.
Before you spin, Graham, can you go over what's on the chug wheel once again?
And again, thoughts and prayers with Chidi. She only comes in one day a week on Fridays, we're about to punish her. But that's okay.
It's really Jess's fault.
No, it's not.
It's Graham's fault. He created this.
It is Jess's fault. True. I blame Jess. All right. On this morning's chug wheel, which Chidi is going to step up and spin in just a second, we have gravy. We have toilet tank water. We debated.
Oh, my God.
The sanitariness of that. And it is totally fine. The talk box overwhelmingly supported that being on the wheel. So it is on there. And it's from my toilet. It's a nice, clean toilet, Chidi. We have some au jus sauce, like you dunk a French dip sandwich in. We have sauerkraut juice. You do not want that, Chidi.
What is that?
You know what sauerkraut is?
I don't think so.
Y'all never had sauerkraut before?
What is it?
Don't you see it in the tray of options to put on your hot dog at like a Giants game? Whatever.
Why'd you say it like that? Y'all never had sauerkraut?
Y'all never had sauerkraut before?
No, come on.
I'm like shocked at the stuff you guys have never eaten. You guys have the palates of like 4-year-olds. All right, we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, of course. A chef, he said it's not his best batch, but it is hearty chicken noodle soup. We have dealer's choice. You can pick, you land on that. You can pick whatever you want to chug. And then this morning, a new featured item. We have ranch wine. My wife works for a wine brand called Bonterra. They're awesome, make great wine. And for the summer, they're launching 3 new wines. This morning, chillable cherry wild raspberry. You guys, these are really good. Serve them on the rocks however you want. You know, salt on the rim. Really good.
Sounds delicious.
So you want that. That's ranch wine good. Now, on the other side of the wheel, we have ranch wine bad. That's going to be ranch dressing mixed with wine.
Oh,
ranch wine.
Oh, my God.
You want the good ranch wine, Chidi. Trust me, I drank a lot of it. It's delicious.
Chidi, are you ready to spin the wheel?
No, I'm like literally stressing out right now.
This is going to be great. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, give it a good spin, Chidi. All right, Chidi, she's up to the wheel, and she is letting it rip. The wheel is spinning.
Oh my God.
Turn, 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 goes the wheel, and it is coming to dealer's choice.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so lucky.
Sweet justice. Nobody has ever landed on the dealer's
choice. Nobody remembers that.
You got dealer's choice?
Yes. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Well, either way.
Okay, well, you got lucky, Chidi.
Yes.
Good for you, Chidi. Chidi will be chugging some very delicious Bonterra ranch wine, chillable cherry wild raspberry.
All right, she's going to be chugging next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is sweet redemption for
Chidi. Yeah, you've done hot dog water.
Yeah.
She has had some bad stuff.
Yeah, she has. All right, so Chidi just spun the chug wheel. By the way, it's the JV Show on Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi. The wheel landed on ranch wine.
Ranch wine.
Can you explain what this is?
Well,
again?
Dealer's choice.
She picked ranch wine.
Yeah. She chose the best thing on the wheel, which is Bonterra ranch wines hitting store shelves near you. My wife works for the company. They're just launching it. A lot of really good flavors they're launching for the summer. Very light, crisp, refreshing. You can serve it on the rocks, salted rim, however you want to drink it. And there's no flavor additives like that. All that other junk you're drinking and hard seltzers and stuff like that. This is actually just 100% wine.
Oh,
it's really good.
Nice. Excited.
Chidi, are you ready to
chug?
But I did put a lot of it in Chidi's.
Yeah,
hey, it's Friday.
So.
Hey, by the way, we are streaming live on Instagram, JV Morning Show, if you want to watch us live. Okay, Chidi, you ready?
The whole thing.
You got this.
No breaks. Woo. This is a chug. She goes in so daintily, like she's like sipping it. This is a chug, Chidi.
She's chugging.
It's kind of slow.
It's a slow chug, it is a full chug. See,
chug.
Look.
Woo. Oh, look at that.
There you go. How was it?
It was good. That's good.
She got so lucky. I poured myself.
Your eyes are a little watery.
Well, it was a big glass.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it was a big glass.
It was a big glass. I poured myself some as well.
I like this.
Uh-huh. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
That's tasty.
It was.
Don't forget, next, we are going to be getting a winner for these Giants tickets. We have a 4-pack to give away. Get your last-minute talkbacks in if you want to still be qualified, because we have not picked the winner yet.
Yep, so leave a talkback letting us know who you would take to the Giants versus Marlins game on June 24th at Oracle Park for your chance to win 4 tickets.
Right, and good luck. All right, so there's a feng shui expert. He's revealed the four items you should never, ever keep by your bed. I want to know if you guys have any of these things. The first thing that he says is fresh flowers do not belong in couples' bedrooms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to my wife.
Do you have fresh flowers in your bedroom?
Every single place she can put them, she gets them.
See, puts them there. I have the fake stuff in my room.
Well, does it say anything about fake flowers?
No.
This only applies to real ones?
Only applies to fresh flowers. According to this expert, he says that they invite third-party involvement, harming marital bonds. Ooh, single people, however, totally fine. Fresh flower on.
Oh.
Interesting.
And never let your flowers wilt, is what he says.
Oh, my God, I do that all the time.
Me too. But he says,
everyone does, right?
But not in your bedroom. Fresh flowers.
Okay, so kitchen's fine.
Kitchen's fine.
Okay.
Not in your bedroom.
So put fresh flowers in your bedroom. If you are married or in a relationship, it's inviting a third party.
Yeah.
Hear that, guys? Put some flowers in there. Get some flowers out.
Graham's like, perfect. He also says trash bins should never be placed near your bed. Do you guys have a trash bin?
No.
In my room, but not near my bed.
I don't have one.
Not in the room at all.
No, I don't think it belongs in the room at all.
Really? I've always had
one. Like a small little one.
Yeah, like a little tiny like wastebasket. Yeah.
Put it in the bathroom. Put it somewhere else. You want to have just trash rotting in your bedroom?
No. Well, I mean, before I had a bathroom, before...
There was a time you didn't have a bathroom?
She was raised in a yurt out in the middle of the woods, and it didn't have any
active plumbing. Now I have my own bathroom, so now it's there, but before that...
She used the neighbors before that.
Yeah, never mind.
Chucked it over the fence.
He says that trash bins should never be placed near your bed, though, because they carry turbid energy, and if placed near your bed, you could breathe in this murky energy while you're sleeping.
I'm not worried about the turbid energy. I'm worried about the turbid funk from something that my kids would inevitably throw away in there, like an apple core or something.
He also says you shouldn't be keeping any type of medicine or medical records like in your nightstand. Do you guys have any medicine in there?
I have my health insurance card in there.
That's
not medicine, but that's...
Wait, what does that mean?
Close enough. Well, he says health items affect mood and mental state.
A lot of people keep some Advil in there, right?
Keep those things out of sight.
I think I have Tylenol.
Wake up with a little hangover.
That's a big no-no. And then finally, any metal objects. Scissors, nail clippers should be kept far away from your bed because sharp metal easily pierces your energy shields when too close.
Okay. You know, I have noticed that lately my energy shield has felt like it's been penetrated a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
I think it's because of those nail clippers.
Yes,
next to your bed. Though.
Yeah.
Well, what, like you're going to, if somebody breaks in,
you're
going to
cut their nails?
Yeah. You're going to give them a pedicure? Excuse me, intruder. I've noticed your nails look a little,
nasty.
If they need something.
Before you kidnap me, let me just trim those nails for you.
Chidi's drunk.
I think that's why it's getting
Chidi just chug a whole glass of wine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm in the studio with a bunch of drunk people. Oh my God.
Not even... At all, a little. I'm not.
I'm getting
as,
a little warm. I'm
think
not
as drunk
Chidi
as you.
Chugged a whole thing of this ranch wine, and she's like, "It's getting really hot in here." Jess is talking about doing her man. I'm like, "What the heck is going on?" The energy in here shifted so fast.
You know, wine drunk is different than regular.
Oh my god! Listen to the cackling in here.
Seriously, but Jess did say that.
She said,
it like all like, "We're don't let me see my man
right now."
Yes, Chidi, I'm so excited that you chose the ranch wine girl. I heard you earlier, Graham, talking about the spicy sobby bee trend. Absolutely trending. But the hottest beverage this summer, no doubt, is going to be Bonterra ranch wine. So I hope you enjoy, Chidi. Cheers.
Oh, she enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
That was my wife,
Kate.
Might
have to get another bottle for later.
I'm going to be sending you guys home some of all the flavors. Ooh. So they got a bunch of good flavors for the summer, and then you can try them all out. But they're really good. But yeah, sort of the brainchild of my wife, and I'm really proud of her.
This Very is a cool.
proud husband moment.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. Graham, this one is for you. If you had to spin the Chug Wheel and you landed on Dealer's Choice, would you have picked the toilet tank water voluntarily, or would you have picked something else?
Oh, good question.
If there was not a Bonterra ranch wine that Chidi ended up chugging, if that wasn't an option and it was all the other things on the wheel, I won 1,000%, and I hate it when people go past 100%, but I 1,000% would have chosen the toilet tank water because it's just clean, refreshing water, and I'm feeling a little dehydrated today.
Well, you can still drink it, right? It's underneath your desk or something.
Yeah, if you're so thirsty.
Take a video.
That's true.
Go ahead.
But I need to preserve that water because it's going to be on the wheel. It's going to be on the wheel next week.
Yeah, water next week.
I can get you. Yeah, would you guys rather have me fresh next week?
Go ahead and drink it.
Yeah, go ahead and drink it.
I don't see you moving.
I will. I'll grab.
You said you're so dehydrated.
Oh, let's do it on camera, though.
Take a sip.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm not scared. That's what I would have picked because it's just clean water, you guys.
Just checking. Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Are Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber beefing again? Fans noticed that they've unfollowed each other.
Uh-oh.
On Instagram, and they made headlines back in 2023 when they did follow each other. But if you go now, there is no following happening whatsoever. And fans online, they have a theory as to what happened. Their theory, and I think they might be onto something, they're saying that Hailey probably blocked Selena Gomez to make it look like a mutual unfollowing to get attention off of Justin.
Wow.
How do you guys feel about this theory?
I mean, that does happen when you block someone, then both parties end up not following
right, to get some of the heat off of him looking like a psychopath. You
and
know?
I really
Let's
don't
get people talking about something else.
I don't think Selena's thinking about Hailey anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, let me unfollow her.
No.
At all. Yeah.
No. Did you guys see the new woman who Offset is being linked to?
No.
Mm-mm. You guys are going to lose it.
I'm prepared to lose it. Hang on.
Offset and Stefan Diggs.
Of course.
We're spotted at the same nightclub. If you don't know Stefan Diggs, he's Cardi's new man.
That's right.
So I guess Offset
this
was performing.
This is diabolical.
I know. So Offset was performing at some club, and Sky Marlene, this is Stefan Diggs' ex, she was there. I haven't seen anyone say that they were like being flirty or talking to each other or doing anything like that, but nobody online thinks it was just a coincidence. They think something is definitely going on, like this was a planned outing, and that this is another case of Offset being pathetic and petty and immature.
Wow. It does sound petty.
I mean, we know he is all those things.
He's like scorned ex. That's what it's giving.
We know he's all those things, but man, is it diabolical.
It is.
Right.
I can't blame him.
But it's not the flex that he thinks it is because
that's
this guy's ex. Like, he's moved on and he's with the girl you probably want to be with because let's be real. If Cardi gave Offset another chance, he would be back there again.
But, I mean, it is a good way to try to get under Stefan's
but it does
skin. I don't think it's bothering Offset so much, but it will bother, you know.
But Jess is right. It does make you look like kind of the loser in the scenario because it looks like you're just grasping at anything you can to try to get back at the person. And
exactly.
It makes you seem kind of desperate.
And everybody sees that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so there is that point. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Well, the Drake sports curse is real, you guys. Ooh. It is real. Well, we already knew it was real, but now this is further proof. It's now cemented in. We talked about this earlier. The Thunder got totally pounded last night in Game 6 of the NBA Finals by the Pacers. And so did Drake. He totally got pounded because he posted on Instagram on Wednesday that he had placed $800,000 in bets on the Thunder. $600,000 on them to win outright last night and $200,000 on them to win by between 6 and 10 points. We know neither of those things happened because they lost by a lot. Had he hit those bets, he would have cashed out $1.7 million.
Whoa.
Of course, that didn't happen. Again, the Thunder got pounded. Do you guys think that's sports curse or do you think that was going to happen regardless? Because Drake has kind of remained quiet in the sports curse arena. We know he's the curse, the jinx, but he hasn't really like proven it lately.
I think it's more curse. I think just anything he does related to a team, they're going to lose. I think it's just the curse.
Yeah. Jay-Z, we know, also dropped a $1 million on the Thunder earlier in the series. He picked them to win in 5 games. Mm-hmm. And we know this is now going to Game 7. Who do you guys have winning Game 7 and becoming the next NBA champion?
Oh, Mets!
No, the Mets aren't in it.
So. Oh, dang it.
You said it's Thunder and who?
Thunder and Pacers.
Cheating, did you know that?
No.
Oh, geez.
I was too busy watching
the wine. It's the wine.
Yeah. It's the wine, but also it's two very small market teams that nobody really gives a fart about. Mm. But Game 7 in Oklahoma City.
I'm feeling that game's Pacer on Sunday.
I'm going Pacers too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. No particular reason.
Would it change your mind if I said 15 out of the last 19 home teams have won game sevens in the...
No.
So I'm going Thunder.
I'm still going Pacers.
I'm going Thunder now. Oh. I think, I don't know why. No particular reason.
Yeah, I don't even know these two
I think
teams
I'd
are.
Rather have the Pacers win, but I think the Thunder are going to win.
No. I'd rather support the Valkyries. Visa.
You get your visa.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have four tickets to give away to check out the Giants take on the Marlins June 24th, Oracle Park. That is a City Connect Tuesday, and these tickets are going to this person. Here's the winning talkback.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jorge Rosas. I've been a Giants fan since I was a mocoso. Me and my girl have been together for 25 plus years, and we have not been to a Giants game, and we are in our 40s. No Giants game. I got three girls, my first baby boy on the way, so let's go, G-Man! Let's go!
Let's go! How cool.
You
very first Giants game.
Congrats!
That's pretty exciting. And four tickets, you
four
guys.
Four tickets. Ooh. So take the whole family, have fun. And then I think we just got word we're going to be doing it again next week. So starting Monday, we'll be taking more talkbacks to give away another four packs.
In that talkback, he said he's been a Giants fan since he was a what now?
A mocoso.
What's that?
Like, since he was young. It's a way of saying since he was young.
God, I didn't learn that one in Spanish class.
Is that someone who has a lot of boogers?
It could be, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Well, kids have a lot of boogers. That's how I took it.
Yeah. Mocos is boogers.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Since he was a little snot-nosed kid.
Yeah. All right. Fridays, we got Chidi in studio, and Chidi tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I 100% believe I sprained my pinky toe from that fall.
Wait, what fall?
I fell downstairs. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I landed on my foot pretty hard and it still kind of hurts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the pinky toe. Yeah, you need that toe. That's an important one. That's the little piggy that went to the market.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is it all purple?
No,
and
that's the little piggy that stayed home. Nope. Oh. That's the little piggy that went all the way home.
Oh.
Yeah, that little piggy.
That's the one.
Yeah, you don't really need that one.
Is it all bruised up and purple and stuff?
No, but it hurts really bad. Like, there's
still?
No bruising. Yeah.
Oh,
for like 3 weeks. So I think I sprained it.
Chidi, if you missed the show earlier, go back and podcast. But in Chidi's tweets earlier, Chidi talked about how she has a sprained wrist. Also, you're just a litany
injury
of injuries
prone.
Right now.
I know.
And you went to urgent care for that one and they gave you some Aleve.
Yeah.
So, can't wait for that medical bill to get back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's free.
That's
it's
good.
Free.
At the moment. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, mm-hmm. At the moment until she gets the bill.
Yeah, everything's free until health insurance catches up with you. They're like, we don't cover sprained wrists and pinky toes. Order at Huckleberry Online for pickup at 11:40. Ordered it at like 9:30. The worker giving us attitude saying 40 minutes is nothing. Don't PMO.
Wait.
Don't piss me off.
Yes.
Order from where?
Okay, sorry. So I did questions. Huckleberry's. It's
this
so
is some
good.
Fairfield. This is some Fairfield stuff. Huckleberry.
That, but too.
Yeah, this is some Fairfield stuff. Don't
wait,
tell me.
Wait, what? Huckleberry what?
Get on down to the Huckleberry. Chidi placed an online order, but the problem is people at the Huckleberry, they don't know how to use the computers.
What is it?
It's a breakfast spot. It's really popular in Fairfield.
I knew it.
Never heard of it.
Just some of that
really
down home Fairfield
like,
country
it's like
stuff.
Southern breakfast food. It's so good. But
not bad at it.
I ordered online. It was Father's Day, so I knew it was going to take a while. So I ordered it ahead of time to pick up at 11. We got there, wasn't ready, and then it was like 11:40, and then we were like, "Hey, like, you know, is our order almost ready?" And they're like, "You only been here for 40 minutes. Like, usually, you know, this is the time that it takes." And then she was just so rude.
But you placed the order 2 hours before that.
Exactly.
Yeah, did you hold up the app and show, like, hello? Wait, does Huckleberry have an app? Or is it just like
it does have an
some
app,
old-timey phone number?
It did have an app, and I showed them the email, and then they hurried up and got her food, but still.
And what did you guys order from the Huckleberry?
I got a Mississippi skillet.
Okay.
And
what's in
some
that?
Beignets. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, some beignets.
Beignets. Mm-hmm.
What's in a Mississippi lemonade. Skillet?
It's like eggs, potatoes, sausage, bacon.
That does Jeez. Sound...
It's really good.
Sounds like a regular thing that you get anywhere.
You could get that at Denny's for like a $5, five-minute wait.
Man,
what do you have against Denny's? Hold on.
I like them when I'm drunk, but sober...
You're drunk right now.
I am.
You just chug the whole thing of wine from the chug wheel. Yeah, look, you guys, don't knock Fairfield. That's some down-home country stuff out there in Fairfield, out there in the sticks, you know? And sometimes it's nice mingling with those laid-back country folks.
Yeah, to get away from the busy cities in the Bay Area.
Yeah, the hustle and the bustle out here.
They also have one in Napa, too. So you can go to Naptown and go to Huckleberry's.
They do. We do have one. Yeah. I've never been, though. Oh, no, Huckleberry's.
Huckleberry's.
Also, having wrist and thumb pain at this young age, OMG.
What is wrong with you, Chidi?
What, how'd you hurt your thumb?
No, it's like connected. Like,
oh, the thumb bone's connected to the wrist bone. Yes. The wrist bone's connected to the elbow bone.
Yeah.
She's just full of injuries. How old are you turning on June 29th?
35, that's your birthday. You said? 27.
Going on 40, yeah.
27.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. All these injuries, Chidi. This is no good.
I know. I feel older than I look.
Stress eating. Is that before you went to Huckleberry's?
Or after?
No, it was after.
Was that after the fall?
No, the fall was 3 weeks ago.
Oh. Okay, what are you stressed out about, Chidi? Talk to us. This is a safe space.
So I deposited a check, and then they took the check back. And now I'm in the negatives.
Wait, why'd they take who bounced the check to you?
Chase. I don't know what happened, but I'm
Chase Bank bounced a check to you?
Like, no, well, I passed
like, where'd the check come from?
Yeah, who wrote the check?
Oh, it's like my refund from USC. So USC gave me
USC
the check.
USC wrote you a check that bounced?
I think they're just suspicious that I had that much money in my account.
Oh, it was a lot amount. How much are we talking?
They put a hold on it.
$6,000-something.
$6,000!
Dude, we're going to the club tonight, Chidi.
Not anymore, because I'm in the negative, so.
Wait,
sorry,
they're giving you this money for funsies?
Wait, so you dropped out?
No, I'm still in school.
Why are they giving you your
tuition back?
Oh, because I took out a loan, and then this is for, like, you know, like, living situations. Like, they give you a certain amount.
They give you money for living situations?
Yeah, like, if you're, like, off-campus living or, like.
So you lied and said that you were, like, renting a spot?
Of course, yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. I mean, you're just going to dig yourself into massive amounts of student debt when
almost,
you go blow
I'm
all this money.
I'm already there. It doesn't. I'm just.
Oh, just pile it on.
Just pile it on for me now, yeah. Already up there.
Interesting. So they think.
Is this a monthly?
No.
Oh,
it's a one time.
So I was like, let me sign up.
Let me go back to school.
So every quarter, they're like, little Chidi, she's just out there grinding, doing her best, and she lives on campus somewhere in the dorms. And here she is living in Fairfield down and spending all the money at Huckleberry's.
Wine drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Grow up, Chidi.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Chidi, you still drunk?
Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
She had to chug some ranch wine off the chug wheel this morning. But Chidi was just talking about going down to the good old Huckleberry on a Father's Day,
was it? Father's Day.
Got you some food.
She ordered it online, but they don't know how to operate their computer down there at the Huckleberry.
I had never heard of the place. Apparently, it's a really popular spot in Fairfield. So there's one in Napa as well.
Hi, JV Show. Sarah from Concord. There's a Huckleberry's in Concord, Livermore, Sacramento. They're always packed by like 8 o'clock on the weekends. They're getting packed. And they're fine. They're pretty good. Like the Huckleberry tea, they're not stingy with it. They give you a fat tea, really good. Biscuits are fire. Honestly, way better than Denny's, I can tell you that. I love it, though. It's pretty good. It's like a good homey vibe with good flavor and everything.
See, now I have to try it. Now I want to go there.
Yeah, I would crush some Huckleberries right now.
I think
I'm
I will,
starving.
Too. I take back everything I said.
I think I'd get one of them Huckleberry teas. Chidi, have you gotten a Huckleberry tea?
No, but I got their lemonade. It's so good.
Oh, that Huckleberry lemonade.
Good. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And they are pretty big, too. It's like, I'm already slurring my words. Oh, God.
I love drunk Chidi. This is awesome. All right, next on the JV Show, it's our Yup Nope Game. Do you want to try to finish your sentence, Chidi?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I already forgot. Okay. This is going.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.